station.
East Coast Radio traffic.
So we're going to start this one on the N3 going to Johannesburg. Got an accident before Peterbrand Drive where the left lane is obstructed for now. Also in the Durban region, an accident scene are at Brumfisher Road and Stalwart Simelane Street, as well as the M4 northbound still being a no-go due to a serious accident. That's on the M4 north between Umhlodi and Le Mercy rather. It's an accident scene involving a taxi and multiple light motor vehicles with emergency services and authorities in attendance at the moment. And then back on the N3 highway going to Durban, an ongoing accident before the Marion Hill Toll Plaza from a little earlier where the left lane is closed, as well as the ongoing recovery from an early morning accident scene N3 to Johannesburg near the Tugela River. For now, the left lane is open to traffic. Lastly, keep in mind for this evening from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, the N2 south from the Inanda Road exit to the EB to interchange will be closed for bridge works. The Umgeni Road and Inanda Road ramps joining the N2 South will also be closed for the same reason. It's Buhle for East Coast Radio traffic.
Call us on 031-570-9400 to report traffic. Carol O'Fori, I the Skibenga?
We're here again, people. It's a Tuesday. It's Skibenga Tuesday. This is where we unpack a scenario that you're trying to figure out if you're the bad guy or basically everybody else bug papela and they're full of nonsense. Well, it's your chance to send us an email, rory@ecr.co.za. We'll keep you anonymous. It's just how we roll. And then we'll unpack it. KZN, you are the jury. And of course, Judge Sondo, not to be confused with Zondo, will give us final verdict just before 10 a.m. All right. So this one's coming from Pinetown and it's in the bedroom. Oh, look at your ears perking up. No. It's not that kind of party, okay? Oh. It goes like this. Hey, Carol. At least 3 times a week, my wife lies in bed next to me while I'm trying to fall asleep and scrolls social media on her phone. The light is really bright, and what's worse is that she giggles and laughs all the time. Sometimes she even voice notes her friends. In bed, while I'm trying to sleep. When I complain, she tells me that she can't sleep and this helps her sleep. So, now I've started sleeping in the spare room and it's caused a bit of a rift. She says I'm overreacting and just looking for an excuse to sleep in another bed. Am I being a Skibenga for moving out of our room? Anonymous and Pine Town.
Oh.
When I told Afori about this one, he was like, wait, did I write that letter? I'm like, listen, these memes, they are the best, man. You tell yourself you're scrolling for 30 minutes, then you look at the clock, it's midnight, and you've been laughing at stupid memes on your phone.
Dude, it's a trap.
It's a trap. You wake up tired, bags under your eyes, circles around your eyes. You have not slept because you are in Meme City. Meme City is the future, guys. Anonymous, as a fellow bedtime scroller, you are a Skibenga. Go back to that room. And laugh with your wife. Ask her to share some of the things that keep her up at night. Trust me, you'll have a great day at work. B, is he a Skibenga for taking his bags and saying, I'm out?